strange place, empty rooms and drapes of shapes. Alcaves, corner of my eye, I look too late. Quarter to four, I watch the door, I watch the wall, I watch the clock and try not. Count backwards to where you are. If I could live forever, I would at least have time. Tell you all the reasons why. If I could breathe underwater, find Atlantis, take my hand. You wouldn't tell if I was crying, if this is it. Throw me in, sink or swim. Throw me in. I watched the fog roll in that night. I've never seen it from this side. Sidetracked eyes open wide. You say it's been there all. What's wrong? You wanna feel it when it's gone. Take my palm and come on. Lay me down across this bay. If I could find the words, I'll tell you what's been on my mind. I wish I could breathe underwater. We find Atlantis, take my hand. If it's not too late to try, if this is it, throw me in, sink or swim. Throw me in.
That's Carly Thomas with Sink or Swim from the EP Explode. She's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. It is now Sunday, I think. Been here all the weekend, having an absolutely fabulous time. Lots of great music, lots of wonderful people to chat to. And it's very much like homecoming for a lot of people. You get together once a year, you chat about what you've been up to, you get a chance to showcase your music. Hopefully make some new friends, some new contacts, and you know, look forward to another year, and then we all get back together and talk about things again. It's great to catch up with Carly today. I think we chatted, a year or so ago?
Yeah, it was a little while ago in support of a show in Guelph that I had. And yeah, this is actually my first time at Folk Music Ontario, and I survived my first one, so I'm feeling good about that.
So tell us a little bit about your music. I think you currently live in London, right?
I'm based in London, Ontario right now, yeah. My music is, it's sort of, acoustic guitar is my instrument, and it's sort of always just been writing and storytelling about just my experience with the world and how I see it, so it falls into that folk category in that way. A lot of the times I like experimenting with sort of bending it a little bit, going towards a bit more rock and a bit more, it's just sort of adding different dimensions to it. Hopefully always sort of evolving in that way. But yeah, it's sort of folk rock right now, I guess you could categorize it.
And how long have you been making music?
Making music? Since I was a teenager, really, in high school. It was my outlet. It was always my way of it's just always my thing. So making music for a while, more sort of seriously thinking about recording music when I was in just out of high school. I went to high school in Paris, France, and I started playing at the little clubs in the Latin Quarter in Paris. So that was when I first sort of got a love for live music. So, I mean, for over 10 years, really, without saying my age.
So we started off with Sink or Swim from the Explode EP. Do you want to tell us about that song?
Yeah, Sink or Swim is a song that I wrote. It was sort of about a moment that traveling a lot in my life, sort of I went back to, sort of felt like I went back to a time in my life where I sort of had a glimpse of what could have been. So it's sort of about that and seeing what could be another chapter in your life that, and maybe like saying like, what if I could still have that? And sort of looking at it through a different angle with a lot more perspective and a lot more experience, I guess. Mostly based on like a love relationship, but also just sort of being a place in time.
When you write songs, what sort of subjects do you like to cover? Do you prefer, you know, personal things? Do you find those easier to write about rather than writing?
It's a lot of personal right now. And I've sort of been, I think as my writing has evolved over time, it's personal, but it's also sort of based on how we would all relate to that same experience. So it always sort of comes from a personal experience in my life. I don't know. I guess I try to write about it in a universal way so that, because I know we all go through the same things, and music is such a way that we can all come together on all of our experiences shared. So it is mostly personal, like, I suppose, but also inspired by events around me, like the song for the suicide prevention awareness.
Right, thing. Which is actually, I think that was one of the first songs that I picked up on because, you know, it's really important to have those social conscience songs out there because, I mean, teen suicide is a huge issue that, you know, can sometimes be ignored because, well, let's be honest, you see young people around so much and, you know, typically they're out there having a fun time. They're exploring the world for the first time, particularly if they happen to be the age to be students.
Yeah.
And yet the reality is that there are people who really struggle through that period of life.
Yeah, that was sort of a mix because I think when I was growing up, I struggled a lot with depression and with sort of figuring out who I was. I had a hard time along the way, and it was through my friend Ed, who was making a docudrama for these two women who had lost children to suicide. And he sort of invited me over to his office and showed me the film that he was doing. And it hit me in a way because I thought it could be any one of us. It could have been me. It could have, you know, so I think it's so important to have the conversation and to have people to reach out to. So I watched this film and it was based on their story and how they're healing after the fact. So for me, I just sort of took what I knew from having loss in my life, and it hadn't been super personal, but I sort of played on that and the inspiration on writing to help them, to sort of just to help heal. It's sort of a song about remembering and about getting through something hard and reaching out and stuff like that. So, I mean, you always have to tap into some kind of, I think, personal experience, and then just translating it to maybe what I thought they might be feeling, or from what I know from other people who have gone through that loss.
Is the video still available online?
It's definitely available, and there's a website, I believe it's called howwesurvive.ca. The video's on the website, and then there's links to download it, and it actually was supported by Canadian Mental Health Association, and so all the downloads, all the proceeds for that go directly to that.
What's the song actually called? Because I don't think
it's
we're playing it today.
I Remember You.
I Remember You. It is a great song. So if you want to check out Carly's work, it's certainly, I think it was a song that really resonated with me, and I was really pleased to be able to bring that. That was fantastic. Let's take a break for some music just now. I was thinking we should play Lightning Bolt. Do you want to tell us about that song?
Yeah. Lightning Bolts was sort of a song. A lot of when I write, I sort of have a visual image in my head. And it was when I was living in Vancouver and I was walking through, all the buildings of glass. And it was just that time of night and that sort of storm coming, and all the buildings looked like they were lighting up gold. So that was sort of the initial inspiration for the song. And it's just sort of about that initial pull you feel meeting someone and sort of having that instinct that it might turn into disaster, but you really can't help yourself from getting caught up and letting yourself go into it. So that's where that comes from. It's called Lightning Bolts.
This is Lightning Bolts from Carly Thomas, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I'm the first thing that you see, last thing that you need. Oh, this love, you turn your back on me. Bring me high and even low. I saw a light shine over me. I saw love. I saw buildings light up gold. And you kissed me under lightning bolts. The last thing that you said is the first thing that I started repeating alone in my head. When I turned and you were gone, suddenly I just stopped believing every word that you said. I saw buildings light up gold, and you kissed me under lightning bolts. I saw the stars light up the sky, wished on them all night for you to take me home.
That's Lightning Bolts from Carly Thomas. She is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're chatting about her music. Before the break, we were talking about the fact that you've been involved in what I like to call, you know, social consciousness issues. I gather that you're going to be involved in something else coming up.
I am. I'm actually involved in the Possible campaign this year. They put on a concert once a year in London and also St. Thomas and I believe in Woodstock. And I've been lucky enough this year to be headlining the London event at Aeolian Hall. It's November 19th, I believe. It's a Thursday night. There's a couple other acts on the bill, and it's always just a really positive environment, positive space built around the idea of, you know, breaking the stigma of mental health, of addiction, artists coming together to, I think, just to inspire and create sort of a positive, welcoming environment. So I'm really... really happy to be playing that with my band at Aeolian Hall, which is one of the best venues I've played, really. So
I should ask you about the live experience. Can you talk about your live shows?
Sure. I play often with a band. I've been doing a lot of electric lately, which is really fun for me because I think when you have a main instrument for so long, you sort of really depend on it. So what I've been doing recently is sort of breaking a little bit of my own boundaries, and I'm hoping that by the time the show rolls around too, I'll play a song on the piano because they have such an amazing piano on that stage. But the live show is always really intimate. You know, I really like to try to storytell as much as I can. It's really fun for me to play with the band as well, so I try to do like a pretty good diverse and mix of a show. I'm writing right now, actually, for a new recording. I've got sort of, I think as it always happens with me, I've got so many things sort of on the go, sort of floating around. So what I'm doing now is sitting down with everything and doing some demo work right now. Hopefully doing some collaborating with some other writers as well, as that's also something that I want to do. But yeah, I'm going to be writing for a new album, and I'm partnering with actually IndieCan Records, who they're going to help me put it out and get it more widely distributed. I've been pretty indie so far, so I think it's important to get, I'm sort of working on that team right now. Not sure any timeline at the moment, but I'm writing for that now, which is the fun part. So
yeah, I always like to say everything's a work in progress.
Exactly. Just, yeah.
The journey is always more important than the destination. Absolutely. Sometimes we kind of forget about that. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Yeah, please go to, I have a website, it's just carlythomas.com. I've got all the Facebook and the Twitter, and I enjoy using the Instagram, which you'll find on my site. It's actually under Tiny Dance, but I quite enjoy. I've been taking some pictures around the conference as well, and on all the social media outlets. But please have a listen. I've got my music out there streaming and a lot of videos on YouTube. So
it's been great to talk to you again today.
Yeah, in person, it's great.
It is. It's definitely easier than, you know, the phone is great, but it's always nice to actually be able to sit in person.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. We're going to play another track of your music before we finish. What are we going to play?
So I was thinking we could play Drive Me Home, which is on my album Up This High. It's sort of a nice little song about a summer love. And yeah, it's kind of got that sort of more happy, upbeat little feel about it. So
that's a good way to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Carly Thomas, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you today. This is Drive Me Home from Carly Thomas, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I let you drive me home. Slowly down those dirt roads, wind blowing through my toes. Country roads, put your foot down on the gas. Sun is coming fast. Far too long she'll ask, burning question. Where have you been? Suspicious hearts and question marks all the in between. Go from high to low, and you think you know me at all. 'Cause you used to watch me play, buy me a drink to stay, gamble the night away, watch me cheat to lose. Upon my hips, whisper what I'm missing.